You mentioned the Trust Centre, and we're here at the Friendship Cafe as well. Were these the kind of centres where the communities tended to meet and the communities tended to mix at that time? Is that where you met these new people?
Yeah, at this time, yeah, that was key places where we could gain some information, meet other Polish people, or meet other community as well. The Trust Center, it was time when it was a lot of courses like English, English language organized for the new arrivals, and other trainings to improve their skills and find them where they can get, of course, better job. We provided a lot of information sessions at the Trust Center as well. And we used to as well have the Ukrainian club as a close neighborhood to Polish community. So I mean, that was three key places: Friendship Cafe, a Trust Center, and Ukrainian club.
Did you throw on kind of joint events with the Ukrainians at their club? What sort of events did you put on together?
We didn't put events at the Ukrainian club. There was more like meeting sessions, just socializing together. But big event was organized at the Friendship Cafe a few times, and the Trust Center as well, where local authorities were invited to see the needs and problems of the Eastern European community, especially Polish community.
And how did the authorities react? I mean, did they really engage at those meetings? Did they really see that there was a need for change and something to be done? And did that happen, did you see?
Yeah, thanks to this event, I think they saw the picture of quite a lot of needs and problems, and they learned as well new arrivals, culture, a new community as well. And then, of course, local authorities react in creating few posts when the officer spoke Polish as well, to allow to use the service as well for elder people, for carers as well, for vulnerable people especially. And I think police as well was very, very helpful, very keen to work with the community. They done a fantastic job as well. Fire service, health service as well. And I think they opened a bit the services for the Eastern European communities. It was easier than to access the services for the people.
And yours is one of the posts that was created from that.
Yeah, that was, I think, one of the idea after when the local authority saw a huge need and a lot of vulnerable people. The post was created in 2008 and helped a lot of vulnerable people, carers, elder people to find their way here in England. And they at the moment, I think they feel happy because they got the support what they needed at this time.
That must be hugely rewarding, to be providing that service and to be helping others overcome barriers which you yourself experienced when you first came here.
Yeah, I think what really make me happy when I can see a vulnerable person who is less independent now and has got some kind of support and can provide just normal life. Like I've got a lot of disabled people who they find themselves you know, quite happy in UK, and they establish new life here. I established as well the Polish Carers group, where we meet monthly as well, to support each other, of course, because it's still hard work, you know, to be in new country and still have member of family who is disabled or permanent ill, and they need to put this extra work and other, of course, having other responsibilities like work or family. That's been, it's quite happy to see them people. They feel a bit better, more confident in them that they can enjoy their life now, and they don't feel so vulnerable or frightened.